Welcome to episode 411 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Andrew, in the Bible, was a disciple of Jesus. Andrew was Simon Peter's brother, and they were called to follow Jesus at the same time. Andrew is regularly mentioned after Simon Peter, which suggests that he was Peter's younger brother. The Bible names Andrew as one of the 12 apostles. Like Peter, Andrew was a fisherman by trade. The brothers made their living on the Sea of Galilee. Peter and Andrew were from the city of Bethsaida on the northwest coast of Galilee, and they were partners with James and John, the sons of Zebedee. The name Andrew, Greek Andreas, is related to a Greek word for man. It originally meant something like manly, strong, or courageous. It is interesting that Andrew's name is of Greek origin, not Aramaic. According to Pope Benedict XVI, the first striking characteristic of Andrew is his name. It is not Hebrew, as might have been expected, but Greek, indicative of a certain cultural openness in his family that cannot be ignored. We are in Galilee, where the Greek language and culture are quite present. The fact that their father, Jonah, or Jonas, gave his elder son, Simon, an Aramaic name, and his younger son, Andrew, a Greek name, reflects the mixed Jewish-Gentile environment of Galilee. The call of Andrew in the Bible is a memorable story. Andrew and John were originally disciples of John the Baptist. They were present when John the Baptist pointed out Jesus as the Lamb of God, and they followed after Jesus. Jesus noticed Andrew and John following and invited them to come and spend the day with him. After spending the time with Jesus, Andrew became convinced that Jesus was the Messiah, and he took action. John 1, verses 40 to 42. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We have found the Messiah." That is, the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Thus, Andrew was one of Jesus' first two followers and the first to bring another person to him. Later, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee when he came across Andrew and Peter busy casting nets into the lake in search of fish. Jesus called to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." The Bible says that Andrew and Peter already knew who Jesus was, based on their contact with him in John 1. And now when he officially calls them to be disciples, they respond. Like James and John and like Peter, Andrew acts in faith. In leaving behind the family business, Andrew sets a good example for all who would follow Christ. We are all called to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And we should not let anything get in the way of following Jesus' call. When Jesus told Andrew and Peter they would be fishers of men, he promised that he would use them to save men's souls. And that's exactly what the apostles did. There's at least one instance in Andrew's life, recorded in the Bible, where he was a fisher of men. Some Greeks approached Philip, one of Andrew's fellow disciples, wanting to see Jesus. Philip told Andrew what the Greeks wanted, and together Andrew and Philip brought the matter to Jesus. In bringing Greeks to Jesus, Andrew had faith that Jesus' intention was to save all men, and he was right. Jesus responded by referencing his crucifixion, saying, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." His death and resurrection would be the way by which all men, from all races and creeds and families, would be saved. These are the fish of every kind from Jesus' parable of the dragnet in Matthew 13, verses 47 to 50. And Andrew was one of the first to be involved in an evangelical effort that extended beyond the Jewish people. The incident with the curious Greeks anticipated the day when God would reveal to Peter, Andrew's brother, that all people are welcome to come to Jesus. Andrew was a humble man who did not seek preeminence. He was satisfied to just work in the background. And whether his effort was recognized or not, it did not matter to him. However, he was always ready to serve. Andrew is mentioned in the account of the feeding of the 5,000, plus women and children. Andrew is the one who locates the boy with loaves of bread and fish. Though he does not see how it will help to feed so many, he is still trying to find a solution. He seems to have faith that Jesus can do something with this meager lunch. He's also curious to learn more about Jesus' prediction that the temple will be destroyed. Peter, James, John, and Andrew ask Jesus privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" Jesus' answer provides great insight into the end times, but also points to his ultimate authority and victory over evil. In the Synoptic Gospels and Acts, the 12 apostles are always listed in three groups of four individuals. The first of these groups indicates those who were the closest to Jesus. It includes the two pairs of brothers, Peter and Andrew, the sons of Jonah, and James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Andrew was thus one of the four disciples closest to Jesus, but he seems to have been the least of the four. This is reflected in the fact that several times Peter, James, and John seem to have privileged access to Jesus while Andrew is not present. Early church manuscripts suggest Andrew served as a missionary in parts of Eurasia, including Scythia, Achaia, and communities around the Black Sea. It is also believed that he engaged in extensive outreach to Greek-speaking people. There are seven lessons, at least seven lessons, that we can learn from the life of Andrew. 1. We must be ready to answer God's calling. When he calls us, we must answer, and answer immediately. 2. Constantly seek God in your life. 3. God can use us to call more people to his church. 4. Actively look for ways to serve. 5. God can make you great even if you have little to offer. 6. Serve God in whatever position you are in. And 7. We are to follow God more than men. Andrew was crucified on a diagonal or X-shaped cross in Greece. After 7 soldiers whipped the apostle severely, they tied his body to the cross with cords to prolong his agony. His followers reported that when he was led toward the cross, Andrew saluted it in these words, "I have long desired and expected this happy hour. The cross has been consecrated by the body of Christ hanging on it." He continued to preach to his tormentors for 2 days until he died. Father, we thank you for the life and ministry of the Apostle Andrew. May we have the same enthusiasm for the truth and be similarly motivated to share with others that we too have found the Messiah. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.